Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will receive an official visit from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Indonesia on May the 14th until the 16th. This visit marks Prime Minister Albanese's first foreign trip after being re-elected in the Australian federal elections and sworn in on May 13th, 2025. In an official statement on Tuesday, the Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, said the meeting between President Prabowo and PM Albanese is planned to take place at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta with a number of agenda items. Reported by Tempo.co, during the meeting, the two leaders will discuss various priority issues, including enhancing Indonesia-Australia cooperation in various sectors. Over 50% of Indonesia has entered the dry season. An analysis by the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency stated that the dry season has begun in 57.7% of the areas, including most of Sumatra, East Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara. As for some other areas, based on the agency's climatological analysis, until the period of April until June 2025, they are still in the transition season. Quote from Tempo.co, in the weekly weather outlook for the current period, May 13th until the 19th, created by agency's public meteorology director on Monday, it all is also mentioned that the potential for rain in some areas of Indonesia is still supported by the existing atmospheric dynamics and moderate to strong local instability. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery. Indonesia.
the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is called the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. Ki Hajar Dewantara is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism to education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And listener, that's quote of the day. So amazing. But Borobudur is not the only single thing that is so nice in Magelang. There are also some of the places that you need to visit if you happen to be in Magelang. So here are some recommendations for you to visit when you are in Magelang. So listener, the first one is, it is called Museum dan Kampung Seni Borobudur, or the Borobudur Museum and Art Village. In here, you can get to know more about the how Borobudur itself existed. It has a lot of, how do we call it, relief that is showcasing the development of Borobudur Temple and also the life of the local people. And this place is the best spot for you to buy a lot of souvenirs because they will be selling a lot of accessories, handcrafts, and then t-shirts, of course, with the logo or even the text Magelang or even Borobudur. There are also some traditional clothes that you can buy here. And it seems that according to thepic.com, it seems that it is free of charge for everybody if they are visiting the Borobudur Museum and Art Culture. And then the other one is called Taman Baca Melek Huruf, or the Literate Reading Park. And here, there are around 1,000 collections starting from fiction and fiction for children, magazine, and even a lot of research results and also statistics about Magelang that can be read for everyone for free. And not only free, listener, you're also gonna be reading with a very nice view, which is like a lot of plantations, I think, and also the Menoreh Hills in there. And of course, while reading, you might want to go snacking. And here, the Literate Reading Park also have snacks that you can buy, and also if you want to stay there, it's like around 500,000 rupiah per night. And then the other place is called Puntuk Setumbu, which is one of the best spots to enjoy the very, very mystical, once again, very, very mystical sunrise around Magelang. And have you ever watched the image of Borobudur during sunrise while it is being surrounded by mist? Yes, this picture can be taken from Puntuk Setumbu, so make sure to write that. Yeah, if you need me to spell it for you, it's like P-U-M-T-H-U-K-S-E-T-U-M-P-U. Or I believe that some tour operator who often bring people to Borobudur must be so familiar with this place. And also there are other places. So from other places, I would like to bring you to Muntilan, listener. Muntilan is a little bit crowded recently because a local series which was broadcasted on Netflix called Get This Crap Back, or Secret Lady, yeah, something like that. The series itself took place in a very mysterious city called the Kota M, or CDM. Meanwhile, other places were named just like that, but the M itself, so many people believe that it is in Muntilan. The special thing about Muntilan, it used to be a center of trade and education in the colonial era. But today, you can try a lot of local delicacies that you need to taste if you happen to be going around to Jakarta and also Borobudur. So that's some good places that you need to visit if you are going to Magelang. So Magelang is not only about the Borobudur temple, but also about the nature of beauty, about the culture, and also about the people itself. But a little bit tips for you, a little bit pro tip for you. Try to be, well, do not think that the place is like Bali. Well, it's really, really not like in Bali. So it is very recommended for you to be wearing something modest. And also, well, it means that you're not, you're a little bit covering, not that revealing. And also try to be nice and also polite to the local people or everyone that you meet in this place. So listen, more from Indonesia still coming up next. So stay tuned, Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is your answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So make sure to stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. After this, a story about Topeng Palimanan. Now, the worry is not too. Hard-working artists try harder to make Tani Topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons.
house of Nani Kadmini in Kadumbunda village, Gumpur district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar dalam waktu 3
bulan. Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, and we could learn even faster because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
Dulu, waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya datang.
When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka dance lari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So what if we wanted to practice dancing in Gamelan traditional music? We get a party. Sometimes before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon or Palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, Tari Topping only existed in the state without enabling Chinese communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topping in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer at Krapon since I was a child. I thought, even I have not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topping that was just limited to people in Krapon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Maya. Ayo, Maya, belajar.
At first, I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did an activity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expenses and accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali yang mengajar juga. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for Topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
then we didn't have gamelan yet. We learned the basic practice of cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul. Because I have fought so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband, the theory ranking heart, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah buat teman saya sendiri, gak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I get mine to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they started event budget, I set tarif.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, kalau ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topping.
My
own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Pachirobunan without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topping under growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Pachirobunan dan sampai.
I hope art and culture, particularly Pachirobunan, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to Topping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Buluman. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to Expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. Their programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Hanjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro, melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
International music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.